Welcome to K-3 Reading Made Simple, the podcast for early childhood and primary teachers who want to teach reading with confidence, clarity, and heart. My name is Amanda Bowen, and I am a reading interventionalist and your host. Here we focus on building strong readers and writers using practical, evidence-based strategies grounded in the science of reading research without the overwhelm. You'll find clear, simple ideas that you can adapt and use in a way that works best for your classroom. We'll also talk about organization, routines, and teacher lifestyle habits to help you protect your time, your energy, and your joy. Because great instruction starts with a supported teacher. Let's build strong readers and a teaching life that feels lighter, calmer, and more confident. Have you ever wondered why some children just get reading and others try just as hard but still struggle? Same classroom, same lessons, same amount of love and effort, completely different outcomes. If you've ever looked at a student and thought, why isn't this clicking? This episode is for you. Welcome to the podcast designed to help you teach reading with clarity, confidence, and compassion. Today's episode is called The Science of Reading, What It Is and Why It Changes Everything. By the end of this episode, you'll understand what the science of reading actually means, learn the three major reading frameworks that guide instruction today, feel more confident about why certain strategies work, and walk away knowing you're not behind, you are becoming informed. Early in my career, I believed what many teachers were told. If children were surrounded by books, rich language, and loving support, they would naturally learn to read. And some did. But others, beautiful, bright, capable kids, did not. They tried, they cared, they wanted to read, but reading felt exhausting, confusing, defeating. I remember going home thinking, what am I missing? The answer wasn't more effort. It was more understanding of how reading actually develops. That's when I found the science of reading and everything began to make sense. The science of reading is a large body of research collected over decades across neuroscience, psychology, linguistics, and education. It explains how the brain learns to read, what skills are required, how those skills grow, and which instructional practices truly support reading success. It isn't a program, it isn't a trend, it's the why behind effective instruction. Understanding this research is important because it removes guesswork, gives you instructional clarity, helps you support struggling readers with confidence, and brings peace to your planning. You might hear, kids will pick up reading naturally. This feels too structured. We don't want to take the joy out of reading, but here's the truth. Speaking is natural, reading is not. Reading must be taught. And when students understand how reading works, joy actually grows because confidence grows. Next, we're going to take a look at three different reading concepts and see how these models positively impact reading instruction. Before we jump back in, I want to share something just for you. If you're tired of spending hours planning and still feeling behind, I created a free teacher checklist of my three must-have apps with a bonus lesson plan template included to help make things easier. Inside, you'll discover the three top digital tools to simplify lesson planning, support structured literacy, and give your students self-checking phonics practice. Grab your free checklist at MsAmandaBowen.com/free, and Ms. Amanda Bowen is all one word. I'd love to welcome you into our teacher community. All right, let's jump back into the episode. First, we have the simple view of reading, which says that reading comprehension is made up of two equally important parts. Word recognition, this is decoding. Next, oral language comprehension, and this is going to be understanding. Let's look at this as a math equation. If you have zero for word recognition, but you have a full understanding of oral language comprehension, well, 0 times 1 is still going to equal 0. If either part is weak, reading comprehension suffers. This explains why some students can read words but don't understand them, while others understand language but can't decode print. Both skills must be taught intentionally, which means explicitly stated through instruction. So here are some strategies that we can put into practice when looking at this model. First, teach phonemic awareness and phonics daily. And next, I like to interweave a practice that builds vocabulary and oral language constantly into my phonemic awareness and phonics practice itself. Last, I like to assess both decoding and comprehension, and then I can use that information to inform further instruction. And how am I going to tailor my instruction to fit the needs of my students? In 2001, Scarborough's Reading Rope showed how many skills can be woven together to create skilled reading. And it has two major strands. The first one is word recognition, and the next one is oral language comprehension. Each major strand is made up of multiple smaller skills that tighten and strengthen over time with explicit, systematic, and progressive instruction and practice. Reading success is not one skill, it's many skills working together. So how do we put this into practice? It means teaching phonics, vocabulary, fluency, and comprehension intentionally, reviewing foundational skills daily, and building background knowledge through rich read-alouds and shared experiences. In 2021, Duke and Cartwright developed the Active View of Reading, which expands on earlier models by showing that students must actively manage their reading. It highlights four domains. We have word recognition again, and we also have language comprehension. But then it brings in two new concepts that we haven't seen before, and it bridges processes. Think like connecting ideas together. They also have a section for active self-regulation, and this involves planning, monitoring, adjusting, and staying engaged. So what does this mean? This means that reading isn't passive. Students must think, notice, fix mistakes, and stay motivated to be successful. So here are some strategies that you can use when implementing the ideas from this model. Teach students to stop and ask, does this make sense? So your metacognition, thinking about your thinking. And I also like to model rereading and fixing mistakes using the I do, we do, and you do method. So this looks like I am first showing students how I think through a situation and a reading passage. I'm showing them what my process is for getting through the passage, and I can model, oh, I've made a mistake, so what do I need to do, and the thought process that goes along with that. Next, we're going to practice together. Then I will have the students practice by themselves. If the students need more scaffolding, then I'll have them practice with partners, and then lastly, practice independently. Next is teaching predicting, visualization, and summarizing. And when I say visualization, I mean being able to get that mental model in your mind of what you're reading about. This can also be done with the I do, we do, and you do method as well. Lastly, I like to encourage goal setting and reflection. So let's wrap this all up and go over what we've learned. Today, we've gone over how the science of reading explains how reading develops and what approaches are effective. We looked at how the simple view of reading shows that reading requires two main components and gives us a broad overview. Then Scarborough's Reading Rope goes into more detail, and it shows how multiple skills are woven together to create reading comprehension. Lastly, we looked at the active view of reading, which shows that readers must be active thinkers. And if you're thinking, I didn't learn this in college, or I feel behind, or I'm still figuring it out, let me say this gently. You're not behind. You're becoming informed, and informed teachers change lives. If you're interested in diving deeper into any of these concepts, let me know by leaving a review on whichever platform you are listening from, or send me a message at MsAmandaBowen.com. Until next time, keep teaching with purpose, keep trusting the process, and remember, you are making a difference. Thanks for listening to the K through third Reading Made Simple podcast. Just remember, teacher friend, I'm not here to tell you what to do in your classroom. Everything I share is meant to support you by sharing research-backed ideas and what has worked in my own teaching, not to give individualized advice. Take what's helpful, leave the rest, and always choose what works best for you and your students. Stay connected with the K through third Reading Made Simple podcast. Subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode packed with practical literacy strategies and ideas to make teaching, reading, and writing feel simpler and more joyful. Click subscribe on your favorite podcast app and join our growing community of K through third teachers who are passionate about helping students succeed. Let's make teaching reading and writing simpler, more effective, and more joyful.